You're with us for the morning show as we bring you candidate conversations leading up to Tuesday's partisan primary election. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Matthew Boer is a Democratic candidate running for Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. He seeks to challenge Republican U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman, who was first elected to the office in 2014. Boer will face Democrats Michael Beardsley and Jessica King in the August primary. Are you a voter? What questions do you have for candidate Matthew Boer? We're at 800-642-1234. Matthew Boer is a business development director in Manitowoc. Matt, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Wisconsin. How are you today, Kate?
I'm doing well. So can you start out by telling us why you are the best Democratic candidate to face Republican Representative Glenn Grothman in November?
Sure. Absolutely. Well, I think we'll start in the beginning. My parents came from diverse backgrounds. My mother was a special education teacher in the public schools. My father was an entrepreneur. And when I say an entrepreneur, I mean he was like a one-man band. When I ever came home from school and there would be a bunch of drop cloths on the floor of like the TV room, I knew that he'd gotten an order and we could work through it. And I think it's the sort of values you learn through that sort of dichotomy, as well as hard work at a young age, that really kind of sets you up for a career in public service, or at least a stint in it, which is what I'm really going for.
If you were to be elected to Congress, what are the three things that you want to accomplish?
Sure. So in my day job, I'm the director of business development for a large metal fabrication shop in Manitowoc. And a large part of our business, a big footprint we have, is actually in the renewable energy sector. And I've worked in renewable energy, specifically wind energy, for about 15 years. Certainly, renewable energy is like the first plank in my platform. I think that would be an awesome thing to have more of in Wisconsin for a few reasons. It doesn't pollute the air. It doesn't use any water. It promotes a lot of onshore manufacturing to keep our metal fab shops and concrete plants and all that sort of thing busy. And it creates jobs. I mean, for example, if you're driving around in Fond du Lac County or Dodge County and you see a bunch of the giant wind turbines that make electricity, you can figure that for about every 8 to 10 of those, that's one full-time job that's not going anywhere for at least 20 years. That's fantastic. Of late, we've seen some development in solar energy in Wisconsin, specifically in northern Manitowoc County. I think that's awesome. Again, you're creating jobs that can't really go away. So the second issue that I'd like to talk about, and definitely am a big proponent of, is more available high-speed internet in rural Wisconsin and in rural parts of our country. I think the experience of teaching students at home has really shined a bright light on the importance of having like a reliable, decent internet connection for a lot of people. The internet's not about entertainment anymore. It's about educating yourself, whether that means taking a class or, you know, trying to figure out what sort of car to buy when your current car, poops out.
What more could be done in your part of the state to increase and expand high-speed internet? Wisconsin provides millions in grants each year.
Sure. You're right about that. However, there's still plenty of parts, even in the 6th district, that people don't have internet that's either reliable or that's even near affordable. So, there's still plenty of individuals that are stuck on dial-up in certain parts of the district, and that's just unacceptable. And I think COVID has shined a bright light on that. The third thing that I think could really benefit individuals in the rural parts of Wisconsin would be decriminalized marijuana at the federal level. I think that's an important thing to tackle. I think that would, in speaking with a lot of law enforcement officers and attorneys, I think that would really release a large burden on the criminal justice system as well. And frankly, we could use the tax revenue if states would choose to, regulate it and sell it. And that should be their choice, not the federal government's.
Would you see Wisconsin allowing both medical and or recreational use?
I would certainly support that.
We're talking with Matt Boer, a Democratic candidate for Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District, as we continue our candidate conversations ahead of the August partisan primary. You can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Jay joining us from Madison. Hi, Jay. What's your question?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So the Republicans have a cohesive theory of how the economy works. It's called supply-side economics, which is that if you give tax breaks to the rich, it'll create jobs for the poor. Now, it's completely ridiculous. There's no empirical evidence that that has ever worked. But in the lack of a – there has been no real cohesive response from Democrats for how the economy works and how we build wealth. So one of the things I think that Democrats really need to develop is a cohesive, understandable theory about how the economy works. And so my question for the candidate is, what is his theory of how the economy works? And how-
Oh, and I think we just lost Jay there. And, you know, Jay, I think, was driving at wealth building, Matt, and that the Democrats are, you know, not very clear on this particular thing, and it's supply side economics. Can you elaborate? And I think we're losing Matt Boer as well, as we have had some technical difficulties this morning. And thank you so much for sticking with us this morning. We have been talking with Matt Boer, who is a Democratic candidate running for Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. He seeks to challenge Republican U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman, who was first elected to the office in 2014. Boer on Tuesday will face Democrats Michael Beardsley and Jessica King, who we spoke with yesterday in the August primary. You can join in with your questions for Matt Boer and his stances and on stances on issues like climate change, on high-speed internet, on the regulation of marijuana. We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. As we've been heading into Tuesday's partisan primary, the Ideas Network is conducting interviews with candidates who are on the ballot for seats in Congress. They first are faced with the partisan primary ahead of November's general election. Today, we've been talking with Matthew Boer, who is seeking the 6th Congressional District seat, and taking these candidate conversations, you know, one at a time, learning about their opinions on various issues, everything from climate change to education to how the federal government is handling the coronavirus. Do you live in Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, Watoma, Portage, Beaver Dam, another community in the 6th? What do you think Congress should be doing? How do you think Congress should tackle big issues like the coronavirus, like unemployment, policing, climate change, immigration, or education? And what questions do you have about the 6th District and the issues that are most pressing there? Maybe you live in Manitowoc or Sheboygan, Port Washington, Mequon, or another community. What issues matter to you? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. As I said earlier here, we're having connection issues here as we talk with Matt Boer, who will face Democrats Michael Beardsley and Jessica King in the August partisan primary. That is Tuesday. And as we try to get the connection back, you can think about your priorities as a voter in the 6th District. The line is 800-642-1234. We'll look to establish reconnection here in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. Candidate Conversations here in the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Matthew Boer, a Democratic candidate for Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. He aims to challenge Republican U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman. First takes on Michael Beardsley and Jessica King in Tuesday's primary. And I am sorry that we're having some technical difficulties. Matt, can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. All right. Well, I want to go back to if you have any insights. The caller had dropped but had talked about the Democratic Party having difficulties in how to build wealth in our country. And if you have insights there.
Sure. So prior to as much of the question that I heard, it sounded like the caller was building to a really good question. I heard basically that something like the GOP side of things has a supply, it believes in supply side economics, and like what was the Democrats' response to that? But if the question is really like how do we build wealth, I mean, I think the best way to go about this is to incentivize education and having a well-trained workforce. In speaking with hundreds of business owners over the last year or so that I've been at this, biggest thing I keep hearing is we're having individuals approach our company to work, and basically we don't, although we might have a job to give them, they don't have the skills required to get that job, and we don't have the time or energy to be able to train them. Furthermore, they're concerned that individuals that if they do take the time to train those folks, basically they might jump ship and go somewhere for a different job. So I think really what it comes down to is, you know, making sure that individuals entering the workforce have the education and the skills needed to do any sort of range of jobs. And I think as a former technical college teacher, I feel like there is a great opportunity for the tech college system to really step in, you know, even more so than they have been, which has been wonderful, to prepare individuals to work. And that will help companies make money, which allows them to pay their employees more, which allows individuals to buy houses. It just kind of goes from there.
Looking at the pandemic, if you were a member of Congress, what kind of economic relief measures would you support?
That's a good question. I mean, you talk about an issue that has just really stole the microphone the last, you know, over the last 6 months here. I'd say that I support some of the COVID stimulus. That's for certain. However, basically we've taken on an awful lot of debt in order to do that. Personally, I would have liked to see more loan forgiveness, meaning if an individual has a mortgage that they're having difficulty paying, instead of giving them a loan for the money so they can make a few payments, I would have liked to see basically almost a federal government magic wand where they could say, okay, we're going to, you know, forgive your payments on your mortgage for the next X number of months, or we're going to put it on the back end. Basically, that gives individuals the ability to, you know, skate through until things hopefully improve, as well as basically it also allows them to not take on more debt than they already have. I know a lot of folks that have taken on the PPP loans and things like that, and they're concerned about how they're even going to make those payments. I mean, the money in the short term is great, but really what I think would have gone a longer way would be debt relief and more direct payments to individuals themselves.
I just want to look more closely here, though. Should Congress extend the $600 weekly unemployment benefits that expired last month?
I would favor extending some form of that $600. I think the $600 might be a bit much, but certainly individuals, especially anyone that's connected to hospitality, tourism, that's, you know, never really took off this year, or if it did, it kind of half took off. And then we all know what happens in Wisconsin, you know, around mid-September, all the tourism dollars, at least many of them, kind of dry up. Basically, we need to make sure that those individuals are taken care of through this truly weird time.
Talking with Matt Boer, a Democratic candidate for Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District, as we continue our candidate conversations ahead of Tuesday's partisan primary. Let's bring in Dave joining us from Fort Atkinson. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Glad we can hear you. What's your question?
Yeah, so, all right. I have really two topics. I'm a registered Democrat. I actually ran against Jim Sensenbrenner in 2012. So I certainly have a you know, my thoughts on how Democrats think about the economy in terms of the opposite of trickle down. I can talk about that, or I can ask a question about voter suppression or disenfranchisement, or both.
Dave, you know, what do you see there about voter suppression, and what would you like to see done on Capitol Hill?
Sure. Well, the question is really for Matt. Like, what are you going to do about it? And specifically with Glenn Grossman, he was caught on tape literally saying that Republicans have a better chance now that voter ID has been put in place. I was shocked because everyone knew that that's why the Republicans were doing it, but no one thought anyone would be dumb enough to admit it on air, and he did. So the question to Matt is then, you know, what are you going to do about voter suppression?
All right. Matt Boer, how would you respond to Dave?
Sure. Dave, thanks for calling in today. That's a big question right now, and you're really describing something that we're all watching happening. I mean, anyone that was in Wisconsin in April that saw how that the election at that point, in the height of the Safer at Home Act, basically, or Safer at Home Order, basically was forced to either go to the polls or try to figure something out in order to vote, that was a scary situation. And, you know, that's you could certainly argue that that's a form of voter suppression. I definitely like the fact that we can vote by mail. And I think, especially in times like this, we should encourage people to do that sort of thing. I also favor the idea of making Election Day some sort of a national holiday. Whether we swap out one of the other holidays for that or not, that's a different issue. But I would certainly support any sort of a bill that would state that, you know, on Election Day, you can vote in a way that, you know, definitely would not affect your employment, and you can get the day off to celebrate our democracy. I think that's a great idea.
I want to circle back to climate, the first issue you brought up. Governor Evers set a goal of Wisconsin becoming carbon-free by 2050. Is that a reasonable, achievable goal?
That's a big goal. Let's not lie to ourselves. That would take a fundamental change in the way we do a number of things, specifically our power generation. Currently, Wisconsin's renewable portfolio standard is 10%. That's basically a combination of hydroelectric dams, solar power, and wind energy. And we're only at 10% right there. If you look at nuclear is about another, I believe, 16-18% on top of that. So instead, basically, you can assume that about the rest of the percentage of our energy mix is some sort of combustive process that, again, throws a lot of carbon dioxide into the air as well as other contaminants. So basically, to swap everything over to renewable energy in general would be that would be a monstrous goal. 2015 might be a little too aggressive, but, you know, you definitely want to set a goal out there that makes people reach for it. And I think the government's governor is totally right in setting such a high goal and such an aggressive goal, because that would definitely provoke action.
Another issue is water in Wisconsin. How could Congress help improve water quality for residents of the 6th District?
That's a good question. We certainly have our problems with water in the 6th District. I mean, towards the lake, due to the geology that we have, a lot of any sort of runoff or effluent from our dairy industry certainly can make its way into the groundwater really, really quickly. Once you get over towards the central part of the state, they have a lot of sandy soils. So that creates the same problem, but in a different way. The Clean Air and the Clean Water Act turned 50 years old this year. And it seems like in some ways, with respect to federal legislation, we might be going backwards. I think it's definitely those are the sort of things that we need to protect and even embolden as we move forward.
Looking at our criminal justice system, the 6th District has more than half of state prisons in the district. What needs to change, in your view, in Wisconsin's prison system?
I think, well, you're right. The 6th District is definitely the prison district. There's no question there. In terms of what needs to change, again, I favor legalizing marijuana. That would take a large burden off of the criminal justice system alone. It would free up a lot of bandwidth in there to keep hopefully nonviolent offenders out of jail. I mean, there's someone that's sitting in jail in Fond du Lac County for 6 months certainly isn't working. They're certainly not doing anything productive. That's for sure. In fact, quite the opposite is true. They're spending state money. We're spending state money to keep them there. So again, I think that would be one of the biggest, the lowest hanging fruits that we could grab there.
Few seconds left. How concerned do you remain about opioid abuse in the district?
Wow, that is real and it's here. And if you want to talk about something that just kind of rots the soul of a society, that's addictions to drugs like opioids, that'll do it. I think by this point in 2020, every single person that we know probably at least knows somebody, whether it's their brother, sister, a cousin, a friend, a guy they work with, that's fallen into opioid addiction. I'd say the drastic majority of those individuals weren't bad people or something like that. They didn't have some sort of a death wish or, they weren't into that sort of lifestyle, but they started innocently enough with maybe a sprained ankle or a bad back that they tweaked at work, something like that, to get prescribed some opioids, and then they're just on a bad path.
Just a few seconds left there. Thank you for joining us. Matt Boer is a Democratic candidate for Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. Coming up, we talk about changes at the Milwaukee Police Department. This is The Morning Show.